I don't know what we would do without wild rice. You know, I had someone ask me that one time, and what would you do if you're down to like that last spot? And I suspect I'd be dying in the fight before we'd ever get to that place. My name is Frank Bebo. I'm a tribal attorney in northern Minnesota. I live on Leech Lake Reservation, which is one of six Minnesota Chippewa tribal reservations in Minnesota. I'm enrolled at White Earth. I didn't grow up as a kid on the reservation, but I always had wild rice as a kid growing up. We call it Monoman or the good berry. My wife and I, we moved there back in 1982, and so I've been living there most all my life. And when I first started ricing, I was given my grandfather's canoe, which he had gotten from his brother. When my cousin died, I inherited his wild rice plant. And so now I'm also a wild rice processor. And we do it fairly traditionally. We do it with firewood and in an open area. And it is really a romantic kind of a concept, you know, to go out on a nice autumn day and be out there in the sun and all the animals are out there and you're picking rice the way people have picked for thousands of years. And it's still very significant. You know, it's still it's part of all of our spirit dishes. It's part of all of our ceremonies, our celebrations. As I got involved with the litigation and I got older, I began to understand more of the cultural significance of the wild rice and how we were very intertwined with it in a symbiotic fashion. And as you learn the connections to the planet and the resources that exist here in your creation stories, you start to understand just how important wild rice has been to the people over centuries and how important it is for the future as well, not just as a resource and a food, but it's also an indicator species, a keystone species in the environment. And so when wild rice isn't doing very well, then you know there's other problems in the water or in the air or other things. You become part of the symbiotic relationship where you have no choice but to stand up and be part of the protection of the destruction that's been going on here with our environment, with the climate change, with the oil spills that we've had in northern Minnesota. We've had many of them. You know, for me, when I look at the biggest threats for my environment in northern Minnesota, it is the pipelines. And they were trying to develop a whole new corridor through our wild rice beds and wild rice lakes and things like that, which was just outrageous. You know, it's always the same thing. They get what they want and we get to clean up. And so that's part of why I've created with others the Rights of Monoman. And that is really an interesting legal tool. I think it's going to be the new environmental tool for balancing the jurisprudence of protection of resources in the future. We have been at odds against the state forever. We see that they're lax in their enforcement. We don't think they're protecting the environment. And I couldn't figure out how to get authority over them to compel them to do anything we might want to do. And right in my brain, you know, just clicked. And I said, well, wild rice, we can do wild rice because wild rice is mentioned specifically in the 1837 treaty in Article 5. It talks about we retain the rights to hunt, fish, and gather wild rice on the lakes and rivers and lands that we're ceding. Well, that's huge. That is really, when you get to a treaty right, treaties are the supreme law of the land. We're at the place where wild rice is being threatened. We know that the wild rice that used to be fairly abundant in Michigan is primarily gone. A lot of the wild rice in Wisconsin isn't there anymore. The Department of Natural Resources here in Minnesota just identified themselves during a drought and said, we're going to kill your wild rice. And we said, okay, we're going to sue you. We had no other obligation but to go forward with litigation against them directly in tribal court. This has shown all the other Chippewa in particular, that we may have the key to protecting our environment that nobody else has thought of using. You know, so we're doing things that haven't been done before, and there's a lot more to be discovered about the power of treaty rights. And it's exciting.